Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, for the third show in a row, we're pleased to welcome the incredibly talented, super sweet singer-songwriter, Jessie Lee Cates. We'll talk with Jessie about her career, music, and anything else she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I've got my co-host, friend, and general pain in my side.
I knew you were going to say that to me.
So let's do this. And general pain in my side. But,
yeah, PJ,
how are you, girl?
Love you, too. I am good. I'm tired. Three shows in 3 days is a lot, but it's all good.
Yes, it kind of is. But we've done this before, so there you go.
We've done 3 a week. I don't think we've done 3 in 3 days before. We're killing it this week. That's what we're doing.
Yes, we are. What do you say we bring on today's special guest?
That's probably a good idea. That's the only reason people are listening.
Alrighty, hold on. Let's welcome the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Jessie Lee Cates to the show. Hey, Jessie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. As I was saying off air, as we were talking, I really appreciate you taking about 30 minutes or so out of your day to do this.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm always excited and always honored to do interviews with all of the DJs that have supported me over the course of my career so far. And I'm so excited that you and I met and got, kind of introduced on Twitter. Twitter's so wonderful to meet new DJs, especially if you're an independent artist like I am. You know, it's like it's like the mecca to find DJs that will play your music.
Right.
Met. So it's obviously a wonderful thing, because if it wasn't for Twitter, Cody and I wouldn't have met, so we wouldn't be doing this together, and we wouldn't be best friends.
Exactly.
So.
Perfect.
Exactly. You know, and I will tell you this. Before we get started with the actual interview today, I will do everything in my power to support indie artists, because I think y'all are some of the sweetest, most supportive people in the music industry.
Aw. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm glad you feel that way about independent artists. I feel that, DJs like you guys are so important to us, because if it wasn't for, people like y'all, there's no way that artists like myself would be able to come onto the scene and try to build a career independently. It would be impossible. So as much as you love independent artists, trust me, we love you guys maybe even more. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. But to kind of start things off today, just could you tell the listeners how you got into the whole music business thing?
Well, I've always sang, even since I was a little girl. And then it wasn't until I got to high school and started doing theater that I kind of got my first taste of being on stage. And I got quite a few singing roles while doing theater. And I thought, okay. And by my senior year, I'm like, this is something that I'm kind of going to want to pursue. And so after I graduated, I was singing at strawberry festivals and tomato festivals and little shows at the fairs and talent competitions and radio competitions, just to see what would happen. And I'm actually from a town in East Tennessee called Morristown, and that's where I was born and raised. And there's a local radio DJ there. He's actually the program director. And when I was young, I was 19 or 20. He had heard me, and I had actually won a radio contest on his station and got to open for Aaron Tippin. And it was amazing. I got to meet him. He's a great guy. And he took me to Nashville, and he kind of gave me a glimpse of what to expect and what it was going to be like. And then I went back home after that, and, you know, life kind of happened. I had a little girl and got married and all that stuff. So, but then I decided that I was going to go 110% back into it, and I contacted that program director, and I said, look, you know, if you want to take me back, I'm older, I'm more mature, I have a better head on my shoulders, let's do this again. And so he took me back, and the rest is history. He took me to the CMA Awards and took me to some of the before and after parties, and I was meeting all kinds of Nashville people. And I got a handful of business cards that night from just different people from different record labels. And at the end of that night, I'll never forget, he told me, he said, okay, I have opened these doors for you. Now, however far you take it is in your hands. And I felt so blessed at that point, because I was afforded an opportunity that people go to Nashville and spend 10 years trying to meet the people that this man had introduced me to and never quite get there. And it's so unfortunate that it's kind of, you know, who you know and what you know. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and there are so many phenomenal, I'm talking artists that will rock your socks off, that are just struggling.
Oh, yeah.
They're just begging for these labels to say, please listen to me. And I was afforded that opportunity from this program director, and I'm so thankful and blessed because of that. And I did exactly what he said. I took it and I ran with it. And I walked up and down Music Row. I was meeting with people. I was making decisions. And it wasn't long after that that I was introduced to my manager. His name is Vincent Bombasuto. And I'm telling you, it was another blessing, because in Nashville, it's so easy to find sharks. It's so easy to find people who want to take advantage of you and take your money and never do anything with you. But I was lucky enough to get a hold of Vincent, and he has been outstanding. I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now if it hadn't been for him. You know, he really knew what he was doing. He has taken time with me. He's done a ton of work for me. It's been a road, I'll tell you that. It has been a winding road. It's been an uphill road. But, you know, when it's your dream and your passion, it's completely worth it.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, and
go ahead, Cody. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I have a story kind of like that, kind of a funny story. My dad, he was a vacuum cleaner salesman, which is such an off-the-wall thing anyway. And he sold a vacuum cleaner. Now he manages a hotel here in Birmingham, but he sold a vacuum cleaner to this man who was a songwriter who, when we were in Nashville, this was last year, and they became really, really good friends, and he normally isn't friends with people he sold to, his customers and stuff, but for some reason they became friends, and then he found out who this guy was. This guy was like a songwriter. He knew a bunch of producers and other songwriters, managers, everything. And he told him, he's like, hey, I have a kid, like a daughter that sings. And he was like, oh, well, tell her to come over and we'll all sit down and like have dinner or whatever. So my mom calls me. This is like on a Thursday or whatever. My mom calls me and I'm like at school, and she tells me what's going on and that they want me to come sing for somebody. And I'm like, of course, I'm like, okay. So I went and I get there and there's him and some producer, and they're like, okay, sing for us, and I did. And then we started talking about, you know, my singing and all this. And then another guy comes in, and we're all just sitting around, like, with all these ideas and everything. And they're like, well, we want you to do this. We want you to do this. And I was just, like, so overwhelmed and so, like, blessed to meet them all, like, just in such a weird way, like, to become friends with them. And then we all went to this club together, which ended up being my regular, like, Saturday night thing. And Cody even played with me there before, but he took me there. I would have never even found that place because it's a hole in the wall in downtown Dixon, which is where I lived.
It is a hole in the wall. It really is.
Absolutely. You can't even see it from the road. And so we all went up there and we played. We had so much fun. And we did it a bunch of times. And they wanted me to do a record. They wanted me to do all this, but I didn't really want to. I was in high school still. I just graduated high school last year. So I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
Still. Yeah, I'm only 18. I just graduated high school in May, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm in high school. I'm like, you know, a kid still, basically. And I was like,
sure.
I want to graduate high school. I want to go to college. I want to go back to Alabama, which is, I was going to come to college here anyway before we decided to move here. And I was like, if it's meant to be, it'll happen once I have a degree. And I know these guys, and we're friends and everything. We keep in touch, of course. So if it's meant to be, it'll happen once I'm done getting a college degree, because that's what's important to me right now. So, but it was
such
a weird way to meet people. Like, so strange. You just run into these people, and you're, like, so lucky because you met them.
Yeah.
But it was quite a strange way to meet somebody, for sure.
But that's a really good story.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun, and I was so shocked when they told me they wanted me to come sing. I was like, are you for real? Sure. Because I don't have a problem singing in front of people. Like, I've never been shy.
No, you
so.
Don't.
Sure.
You don't. You know, getting back to something you said about Nashville, and I'm going to be honest, Nashville is one of my favorite cities in this entire world.
Mm-hmm.
I love going there. Because last time I was in Nashville, I went to this place called the Commodore. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not, but it's near the Vanderbilt campus,
uh-huh.
And they have like a open mic night and stuff, you know. And as I was sitting there, I listened to these guys play and tell their stories. It hit me. I was like, that was the point I realized I was going to do whatever it took to help support independent artists. Because nothing thrills me more than seeing people go for their dreams and succeeding. And nothing thrills me more.
Yeah, so. It's an amazing experience to see, you know, people who have, you know, a lot of people who get up in Nashville and get on these stages and stuff, there's a lot of nerves involved. Like, you know, you get nervous, you're apprehensive, especially if you're doing singer-songwriter venues where you're putting your own material out there. I mean, that is intimidating. You know, you sit down and you write a song, and to you, it's amazing because it's everything that you feel. But when you actually get out there and you're going to, you know, a singer-songwriter night and it's your turn and they call your name, I mean, your gut just starts turning like, oh, my gosh, are they going to like it? It is mad respect. It is mad respect to all of the independent artists out there, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's how it was at that place. Go ahead.
And I will tell you this before we get into some kind of fun, quirky, kind of get-to-know-you type questions, I will tell you this. At that place Emily was talking about, I was singing at that place one time. I'll never forget this. You know where this is going, Em.
I've heard the story 5 million times. Like, because I was there, and I heard the story a bunch of times, but I'll just shut up and listen.
Yes, you were. Me and Em were singing Randy Travis's I Told You So. Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
She totally loved that song. Em took the first verse, and she absolutely killed it. She just blew it out of the water. Aw,
thanks. That's a new part of the story.
Aw.
She totally killed it. I mean, and I was fine for about 10 seconds into the second verse, and then I just drew a blank. I was like, oh, God, what are the words? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I looked at Em, and I wasn't saying a word, and Em looked at me like, boy, I'm going to kill you right now.
Oh, yeah, he was so dead at that moment, because I didn't know that I knew the words to the verse he was supposed to be singing, because I had my job, he had his. But I was lucky enough to be able to catch on, but
yeah, she
was a mess.
Build me out that night.
But yeah, sure. Don't you forget it.
Build me up. Because I wouldn't have, it would have been pretty.
Well, there's so many talented singers there. Also, like what you said about singers in Nashville, there's so many talented singers. And every member of that band, the house band up there, which on any given night could be a full band, and then on another night it could be drums and a guitar player and a banjo player. Yeah.
Right.
So, every member of that band is so talented, but together, they're a colossal mess sometimes.
Yeah.
You just gotta go with it. Like, my grandmother was like, has this band ever played together before? And I was like, no. I mean, they all know each other, but they don't play with each other all the time. They're just winging it. And, like,
right.
that takes so
yeah.
much skill anyway. Like, that's so much depth anyway to just be winging it and not even know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I've got some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alrighty. You know, I very rarely I'll lead off with this question, but I thought I'd change things up a little bit. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your personal life or professionally? What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, my goodness. Best advice. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to bomb this question because it's going to be boring. I wish I had something witty and funny to say right here. You know, honestly, advice is kind of, I take it in strides. You know, people give me advice and I'll take it and I'll, you know, if I think it's something for me, then I'll follow it. And if not, then I'll kind of pave my own road to kind of accomplish what I'm trying to do. But the most advice that I've been given has been to just be myself. And I know that sounds kind of cliche, and I don't want to be cliche, but let me tell you why that's really good advice, especially for independent artists. I found that really quick when you're in Nashville full-time and you're pursuing this, one of the easiest things to do is lose yourself. And you start to become what you think you're supposed to be for Nashville and for country music to be able to get where you want to go. And that, I almost went that way. You know, I almost went that path because it's so easy to do without even realizing you're doing it. And, you know, that moment that I had when I was like, wait a minute, I don't dress like this. I don't talk like this. I don't want to sing this kind of music. You know, I really had to step back and say, what do I want to do? And so I started doing it my way. And going back to my manager, Vincent, he allows me to do that. You know, he sees what is natural for me, and he sees what look is natural for me, and he lets me be myself. And I think that when you can truly be yourself and stay honest to who you are and what you want to do and not try to conform to anybody else, you're going to be a much better artist and a much better entertainer because it's coming from your heart. You're comfortable. Mm-hmm. You're in your own skin. You're on your level of where you like to be. And when any person, I don't care if it's an entertainer, I don't care if it's a news anchor, I don't care if it's a mom, I don't care who it is. If you stay yourself, that's going to come across to everybody else and they're going to love you even more. So sometimes I might say quirky things. I might say off the wall things. Sometimes I might, like you were saying about forgetting the words. Let me tell you, I had a show at BB King's back in June. It was on June 28th, I believe. And here I am in Nashville at BB King's. It's a showcase with this new booking agent that I'm trying out to see if we're going to, you know, work together well. And I get up there, and I'm doing great, and I get to my next song. And it was actually a cover. It was a cover that I had decided to put in my set list. And it came to the second verse, and I blanked just like you did. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well.
And, you know, all of this, yeah. And all of this is right in the middle of this song, and on the turn of a dime, I have to come up with something that I'm going to do. So what I do, I repeated the first verse. And then after I repeated the first verse, my mic cable came unplugged, so I had no sound. So I had to bend down and pick it up, put it back on. So I was all flustered, and I looked like a hot mess up there. I know I did. But I laughed it off. I laughed about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, y'all. I was like, let's get this back on track. And finished out the song, and everybody was laughing. And, you know, I didn't make it awkward. I was just myself. And it could have went one way or the other. And so that's a story that I like to share. That's going to stick with me for a long time because it was funny.
Me too. I remember it was the first time I ever played at, it's called the Grand Ole Hatchery. It's in Dixon, Tennessee. It's west of Nashville. It was the first time I'd ever really like been on stage with a band. I mean, I did theater too, but I'd never been on stage with a band that was going to do whatever I wanted. So I started singing, and, you know, I was singing covers. That's how it was around there. And I was like, well, you know, I know this song. I don't need to run this song necessarily. I know it. I've sung it forever. I started singing, and it was Harper Valley PTA, Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the second verse of the song, and the words, like, just didn't come out of my mouth. Like, they did, but they weren't the right ones. And I was like, no. And I freaked out, of course, because I've never been up here before. I don't know what I'm doing. And I looked at, her name was Angelica. She was singing backup for me because I was so freaking scared. And I look at her, and she just starts singing the same words that I'm singing. And I was like, she made it look like that goes there. Praise the Lord. So then I just repeated it. You know, that went, I sang what went in the next verse. And so I just sang it a second time. And nobody noticed.
Right.
They just went about their business. But I was so embarrassed. I was like, I would screw that up. Like, a song that I've known 100 years, seems like. And I've been singing
that's
forever.
That's exactly how it happens.
I would screw that up.
Right.
And, it happens a lot. Like, you'll be singing, and it'll just, you'll think, what are the next words? And they just come out of your mouth. And you're like, well, thank goodness that happened, because I don't know what would have happened if they didn't.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Before we get to the next question on my list, I'm making plans to be up there October the 9th.
Awesome.
I'm making plans to be in Nashville October 9th.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear.
Welcome.
I'm making plans to be up there October 9th.
Let's go.
All right.
Come get
me. Take me.
Just
kidding. What music are you currently listening to right now, and what kind of TV shows are you watching?
Ooh, music-wise, okay, this is going to kind of
mm-hmm.
throw you off early, because I do listen to country. I listen to country a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stations we have down here, though, is kind of, they play like late 80s and 90s country.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is on
that's
in my car if I'm listening to the radio all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
I hardly ever listen to the current mainstream. I do. I know that music.
Way.
And I have mad respect for the current mainstream music, but I love, I think it's because it's my roots. You know, I grew up on 80s and 90s country, and so it's really hard for me to get away from that, you know. And, I mean, you cannot be, you know, Travis Tritt and Trisha Yearwood and Terry Clark and Aaron Tippin. You can't beat these guys, you know, because they were
the
huge
choir.
In my generation.
You are preaching
so,
to the choir.
Yes, yeah, so I listened to them. And then CD-wise, let me tell you. If you go downtown Nashville and you go to the different bars on Broadway, you are going to hear bands that are going to be like, you're going to look at them and say, why are you not on the top 20? Why are you not, you know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right.
'Cause they're amazing.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them are kind of underground, very independent. But there's
mm-hmm.
a group, they're called the Howling Brothers. And I don't know if you've heard of them, don't know if you've seen them downtown on Lower Broad. They are now touring. They tour everywhere. And they're phenomenal. It's just a group of guys with a banjo and an upright bass and a guitar. And their sound is so rootsy. And it's so raw. And it's amazing. So me and my family are always listening to the Howlin' Brothers. We love them. Love them. Another
awesome.
Phenomenal artist down on Lower Broad out of Nashville that I love, 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 love her. Her name is Sarah Gail Meach. Don't know if you've heard of her either, but, you know, I'm an independent artist, so I love to listen to other independent artists because they're an inspiration, you know, because those two, the two that I just told you about, they have completely different sounds, but they're both equally phenomenal. And
mm-hmm.
I love them, and that's what I listen to. You know, I try to keep up on everything, mainstream, 90s, underground, independent. I like all music. I just do. So that's
yeah.
pretty much what I like to listen to.
My station is Nash Icon because they do 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty
yeah.
much always Nash Icon is my station. In Birmingham, I was so disappointed because I thought they didn't have it here. But Birmingham has a stream of 99.5, so it's like 95.5 here. So, yeah, I get Nash Icon.
Awesome. Yeah, I love Nash Icon.
A couple more questions for you, and then we'll get into your current projects and stuff you're currently working on. This is always a fun one because I never know what anybody's going to say. If you could do a duet with one person, a living or dead, who would it be and why?
See, this is a hard question. This is a trick question because I have about 50 that I would love to do something like that with. But if I had to, right, I know it's such a hard choice. But if I had to step back, I'm going to have to go with Waylon.
Good choice.
I'm
going
to have to go with Waylon because, you know, I would love, you know, there's tons of females that I would love to do a duet with. But I love male, female. I love it. And Waylon didn't care. Waylon did not care. He was an outlaw.
Right.
You know, he was independent.
Right.
He was going against the Nashville machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the outlaw. And he has, I don't know, like, I think when most people think of country music, Waylon is in there somewhere. He just
yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do country music without Waylon, and so it would
mm-hmm.
be like, oh my gosh, a dream come true. Like you said, living or dead, you know, he's going to be my
yeah.
choice because that would be
right.
that would be out of this world.
We've had lots of good
right.
choices, but that's one of the best I think I've heard because most people don't
yeah.
get it. I would totally
mm-hmm.
well, I wouldn't say Waylon because Conway Twitty's my favorite ever, so I would totally go with
Aww.
That. But good choice.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I actually cover some Waylon songs in my set list. It just depends on how long of a set I'm doing, but I have some Waylon covers in there because I just can't help myself.
Yeah,
I get
I
that.
Love all the old country.
One more question for you, and then we'll get into your current stuff. Like I said,
yeah,
I always have to ask this question because if I don't. The person that came up with it might kill me. So, there you go. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
No, you know, I don't think I would change one thing about it. I think if I was to say that I would change anything, that I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I don't think I would be as humble. I don't think I would be as educated in the whole music business and
right.
what it really takes. I don't think I would be such an honest songwriter.
Right.
You know, when like I was saying, that the program director had took me to Nashville the first time when I was like 19 or 20. And looking back, mm-hmm. I was so not ready. I was so
right.
not ready to be tackling that town because you got to have some grit about you to tackle that town and be serious about it. And when I was 19 and 20, I had no grit. I was like, hey, you know, whatever you want to do.
Right.
You know, it was just I didn't have the maturity and the backbone to do what I wanted to do. And so I think that everything that has happened in my life I think if you'll listen to me and you'll read anything on Facebook or my website, I think God works out the correct plan for your life. I think that you are on the path that you're supposed to be on, you know, if and I really think that that's what God has done in my life. You know, there's been a lot of times where I've been like, why did you not let this happen? Or you know, why was I told no on this? Or why was I told yes on this when I kind of wanted to know, you know? And there's a reason. And the reason is so I could be sitting here right now talking to you guys because it means something, because you all care. You know, you all love independent music. And it's with every other DJ that I've interviewed with, they're, I would not have a chance to meet you guys and talk to you guys and get the excitement from you all. You know, it keeps me fresh. And so I wouldn't change anything. I like the path that I have chosen and that I've walked, because it's been rough and it's been hard, but it's been worth it, and I'm a better person for it. Totally.
Real quick, you know, I've been on your website and I've checked out a few of your songs, y'all. This is one super talented lady. So y'all need to go on her website, wherever her music is. Y'all need to find it and listen to it. Trust me. but and that brings me to my last point. Any current projects in the works for you right now?
You know, not right now. I was thinking about going ahead and trying to start a second album, but I've still got a whole nother single to release off my current album, which I'm going to be doing in the near future. I can't give you any dates or anything right now because I'm not sure, but I, you know, this first, my first album hasn't ran its course yet. I mean, there's still a single left on there, or maybe two, that I can release, and I want everybody to hear everything. You know, I want people to hear every area of my music, because it's pretty varied. You know, I don't know if you've listened to the entire album, but I mean, it's different. It doesn't sound the same, you know, one song to the next. And I want people to hear that from me. I want them to know that I sing about everything. You know, I sing about life. I sing about, you know, it's not going to be the same thing over and over. And I think that's important. I think that's important for my fans to know that you're not going to get the same song with a different melody all the way through my album. You're going to get variety, and you're going to get excitement, and you're going to get emotions, and you're going to smile and laugh and maybe even cry. You know, that's so I'm going to ride this album out just a little bit longer, and I'm really focused on kicking off Oktoberfest on October 9th, like you were talking about in Nashville. Cannot wait to kick off that show. Man, that's going
to
be a rush. So I'm focusing on that. So that's what I'm doing.
Speaking of Oktoberfest, I can't wait to see you.
I know, and I really hope that I get a chance to meet you. So, like, find me, because I'll be in the crowd. You know, I love walking around and meeting everybody and talking to people. So I'll look for you. You look
I'll
for me
it.
Because I want a picture. I want, you know, I want to hug you. I want all of that. So let's find
if
each other on October 9th.
If I go, I'll
do it.
Okay.
I'm a pretty good stalker, not going to lie.
I believe that's all we've got today, so I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. I know both me and him just so appreciate this. So.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and thank you guys. You know, I said it at the beginning, and I'll say it again. If it wasn't for DJs like you and people like you who love independent artists like me, you know, neither one of us would have a job. You know, if it wasn't for independent artists, y'all wouldn't be DJing. If it wasn't for y'all being DJs, I wouldn't have a radio interview. So, help each other out, but seriously, y'all are amazing. You really are, and I appreciate all the love and support on Twitter. Oh my gosh, you blow Twitter up, and I love it. I love it. My phone is constantly dinging, and I'm like, all right.
He's really good at Twitter, like way better than me.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. Like when Cody goes out of town, and I'm in charge of that, I'm like the worst. I like tweet once a day, and he like tweets every freaking hour on the hour. I'm terrible.
I tweet pretty much every hour.
That's good.
I followed you back on Twitter now that I know who you are.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
You know, and I got to say this right now. Before we let you go, I have a ton of respect for you and what you do. And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you a friend.
Oh, thank you. I do you too. And I consider all of my DJs that I have had personal phone calls and interviews and meetings with friends. And most important, too, I consider my fans my friends, too. You know, because we kind of are, like, between the DJs and the fans and the artists, we're all kind of one big family. And we all show support
really
to
are.
Each other. So, you know. I consider all of you guys my friends. You know, I'm glad to tweet with you. I'm glad to, you know, chat with you. I'm glad to Facebook with you, take pictures with you. Any time that I have an opportunity to connect with you guys, I'm all for it because we're a family and we have to stick together. Fans, friends, DJs, artists, everything.
Right back at
we
you.
We need a group text. You know, that's my answer to everything is a group text. I swear to you, like, that's all I ever do. What?
That's your solution for everything, Eden. I'm a group text.
It is.
Your solution
for
everything.
Everything. Well, that's why we have 5 million group texts with everybody that comes on the show.
That's right. You know, and before I let you go, I just wanted to say if there's ever anything me or Em can do for you, whether it's a promotion or anything, don't hesitate to reach out to either of us.
Absolutely. I will do that. And, right, you know, like you said, right back at you. If there's anything I can ever tweet to help you guys out, you know, let me know. Let me know. Let's
That's
build each other up.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, I think I'm going to let you go. And like I said, you've got an open invitation to the show anytime.
Great. Okay. Well,
we'll
definitely do this again. We'll have another interview. Maybe, you know, once I start working on something new or have a big show coming up, we'll do another interview and we'll talk about it and we'll tweet about it.
Yeah, that would
all
be
right,
good.
Just let me know.
Great.
I'll talk to you later, and I'll definitely be talking to you on Twitter.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Do me one quick favor. Since you DM'd me to kind of set this all up, and you said I talked to your manager, and he said it was a go for this. I tell him thanks and that he's a rock star.
Do what?
I tell him I thank him for us and tell him that he rocks. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. He'll appreciate it. He'll appreciate that a ton.
I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Sounds good. Y'all have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye, Jesse. Well, that was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cody was texting me the whole time. Like, he kept texting me, oh, my gosh, I'm having so much fun. I love this. And I was like,
you
didn't stop.
You know, that's the first time, I believe, in the history of this show, we've ever been called DJs.
That's also the first time we've actually done, like, such a structured show. Like, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I kind of am, too.
Not the first, but, like, it's been a moment since that happened.
A first in a while.
a good minute, yeah. Actually, no, let me think who it was. Maybe Haley Gerald. Maybe he had a good... No, I don't think so. Who was
maybe,
it?
Maybe, I don't know. But
it was somebody before you, Haley, but I can't remember who. Anyway, not the point.
You want to do a recap for like 2 minutes?
Recaps of what? You mean announcements? I'm so confused.
I mean announcements. Duh.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Okay, so... next Tuesday, the 2nd, is the Dancing with the Stars cast announcement. So, Kristen Burt coming on the show to talk about it with me and Kathy. Hopefully, Kathy will be here. We're not sure yet, but either way, I'll have Kristen. So, then that's Friday. Mm-hmm. Kathy and I are going to do a GH/Days recap because we're going to have a lot to talk about, I'm sure, because next week is when everybody comes back to the show. And then the week after that, we have on September 8th, we have, well, Cody gets back, first of all. Then we have, on the 8th, we have singer Corianne. And then the week after that, on the 15th, we have Patsy Pease. And then, yeah, for real. She knows it, too. And then after that, we have, the week after that, we have Bonnie Irwin.
Yeah.
And then Crystal Ayers.
And the Crystal Ayers.
And then... we'll see what October has. We don't know yet, so.
Yes, we will.
Props for booking the month before the month even got here, though, for real.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry this ran a tad bit long for you. I knew you had to kind of wrap things up, but I mean.
It's cool. I'm over here cooking. No big deal. Don't worry. I was enjoying it. I texted him, and I was like, I have to go cook dinner, Cody. Be quiet. And he was like, okay. But then we kept talking because we were having so much fun.
And I kept talking.
I'm cooking. I was just doing it quietly.
I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, all right?
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Jesse Lee Cates. Jesse, like I said, is just an absolute doll. She is one of the best. Okay. Since you've already heard the announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.